There are changes afoot in the way allegations of police misconduct and corruption are going to be dealt with in England and Wales. The Home Office is publishing plans today which would end the automatic handling of complaints by the forces themselves. In the Metropolitan Police, the focus is as much on preventing corruption as it is on investigating it. In his final report on the subject, our Home Affairs correspondent Danny Shaw has been seeing the work Scotland Yard does to monitor and to improve the conduct of its officers.
Right, I'm Jackie Palmer, I'm from the DPS. I've got a number of things to go over with you today. A lot of it is around professionalism, obviously. It's there as a preventative to try and talk to you about where sometimes officers have come unstuck in the past. It's also about...
At the Metropolitan Police Training Centre in Hendon, 200 new recruits are listening to a presentation on integrity and corruption by an officer from the Department of Professional Standards. The focus is on ensuring that information they'll have access to on internal police computer systems doesn't fall into the wrong hands.
If you are finding out things about your community, and that's got to remain confidential, you know, what happens at work stays at work.
The young recruits are then shown a video with a former Met Police Constable, Keely Patton, who was jailed for tipping off criminals after carrying out unauthorised checks on the police database.
If I said no to all these people and I wouldn't be sat here now, I'd still be thriving in my job as a police officer and just doing what I love, but not anymore.
For Patton, it started as a favour for a friend, looking up an address on a police computer. But the favours escalated. She became involved with drug dealers, and on one occasion, she even used her police radio to listen out for calls as her then-boyfriend carried out a burglary. Eventually, she was arrested.
And I got taken into the custody suite. I had to tell him I'm a police officer. And it's as if they look at you for that extra bit longer in disgust, I guess. So you go from your dream job to become a police officer to now losing everything, your whole life turned upside down. The feeling you have inside that you've let everybody down.
But corruption prevention doesn't stop at the gates of Hendon Police Training Centre. One way in which the Met tests the integrity of its officers is to ensure they're not using drugs.
Okay, we're going to Sutton Police Station today to do some random drug testing. We'll be selecting 10 officers for testing this morning. When we arrive...
4 days a week, Jackie Palmer's drug testing unit is on the road. Local police commanders are given 24 hours notice that their station is to be visited, with a computer generating a list of names from those on duty.
You've been selected randomly to take part in a drugs test, and I need to read to you a lawful order. Failing to undertake this test will therefore be seen...
I'm quite new, so this is my first one. I've not actually done any before, other than obviously the one that you do when you're first joining.
You've got no qualms or fears about it?
No, shouldn't have. Not done anything.
Got approached by the inspector and asked for a drug test.
What was your response?
Not again. I got done a couple of months ago, but there you go.
Were you negative last time?
Yeah. I wouldn't be sitting here if I wasn't.
All 10 officers at Sutton test negative. In fact, out of 600 random tests across the Met last year, only 2 were positive. Both officers have now left the force.
Some people might think, oh, it's OK to have a puff of cannabis, perhaps not the hardest drug. I mean, have you ever come across cases like that?
I had a recruiter who admitted smoking cannabis and thought that was OK to do that. And obviously we don't want people like that think it's OK to take drugs to come into the Metropolitan Police.
Because it's illegal.
Exactly.
And the rules on drug taking are becoming tougher. From the new year, for the first time, Met officers who test positive for anabolic steroids face a gross misconduct charge, leading to dismissal. It's currently a lesser disciplinary offence. Detective Chief Superintendent Alaric Bonthron says the change has been made because steroids have been identified as an emerging threat.
Lots of males now, body image conscious. You see them down the gyms, pumped up, all these sort of things. So we are aware people are beginning to use these drugs. And there's all the medical evidence behind it about people who behave, how they become more aggressive, all these sort of things. That can lead to a range of things, either a domestic incident at home or over-aggression with a prisoner, overuse of force with a prisoner. Those sort of things are things we can't tolerate.
That's a message directed at the Met's own officers. If you don't stick to the highest legal and ethical standards, you have no place in the force. It's also a message Scotland Yard wants the public to hear, to show that it takes police corruption seriously. But after a series of scandals that have dogged the force this year, it may take time to convince people that the Met really has turned a corner.
Danny Shaw reporting there. It's 17 minutes past seven. And Tanya Beckett's here with business.